The problem originated when the Department of Transport decided to concentrate on the West Midlands rather than our area. David Harvey is the chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future and explains why this became a problem.
The fact of the matter is that no allowance was made for expansion, none at all, even though the signs were there. I mean, the university was expanding, Lincoln itself was expanding, Grantham was expanding, and there was no allowance made whatsoever for any of that. East Midlands trains were dealt a very bad deal on the amount of rolling stock they got. But now, we've just had a new franchise, and again, Department for Transport don't seem interested in letting us have any more.
So is there any hope for a future Lincolnshire where overcrowded trains are no longer an issue?
Coming up in the near future, there are possibilities of extra rolling stock. There is a scheme ongoing now where London Underground trains are being converted to run on our tracks, and the reports I'm getting back is that they're very comfortable and they will do a good job. But of course, we've got to convince Department for Transport that we ought to be allowed to try some.
David says the only way to get better services on Lincolnshire's trains is for all the MPs in the area to stand up to the Department of Transport.
We got the extra train on the Lincoln-Nottingham-Matlock route through every single MP between Lincoln and Matlock lobbying for it. And we, it's the same with Lincolnshire. If we just get one MP in isolation saying, you know, our trains are overcrowded, we need more, it's one person crying in the wilderness. We need all the MPs of the whole of Lincolnshire to be getting together. One way you've got to do it is make your voice heard. On this overcrowding issue, publicity is what will get us the extra trains.
So if you are planning to travel by train, what's the best way to avoid the rush?
If you can, be selective on when you're travelling. You know, if you don't have to travel at the peaks, the answer, of course, is don't. If you're travelling in the peak and you're travelling to college or whatever, it's very difficult because you don't have much choice.
It may be a while yet before we see any improvement in our local train service. Lucy Hickmott, Siren FM.